Good morning, boys and girls.
Uh-oh, we're still asleep. Good morning, boys and girls.
Good morning.
Hi.
Today's story is a true story, and it's about two little girls. The mother was training her two little girls how to make sure every morning when they wake up, they brush their teeth, and every night before going to bed, they should always brush their teeth. So the two little girls were now 6 years old and 8 years old. And Mom thought, okay, I don't need to watch them anymore. They know how to brush their teeth every morning and every night. But something strange happened. Mom noticed that a big tube of toothpaste was only lasting about 3 or 4 days. For two little girls to brush their teeth every day, that was strange. And so she called the man and she said, "Girls, what is happening with the toothpaste? It's only been 3 days, and there's no more toothpaste." The girl says, "Mom, we've been brushing our teeth every morning and every night like you told us to. We don't know." So Mom watched us for a few more days, and the same thing happened. So this time, Mom said, I need to get to the bottom of this. So Mom woke up early in the morning, and she went into the bathroom, and she went into the tub behind the curtains. And then the girls came in. So Mom is behind the curtain, and she's watching. And she thought, ooh, nice. They pick up the toothpaste. They pick up their toothbrush. That's what I taught them.
I bet I can make a better heart than you.
No, you can't. I can make a better heart than you.
Let's see.
Ooh. To Mom's surprise, what were the girls doing? They were making hearts with the toothpaste. And so Mom jumps out of the bed and she's like, "Girls! What are you doing?"
Nothing. Making hearts.
Making hearts with the toothpaste? You know what I want you to do? I want you to put the toothpaste back into the tube right now.
We can't do it.
We can't do it.
I'm sorry.
I won't take no for an answer. That toothpaste is very expensive. You need to put it back in.
We still can't do it.
It's too hard.
Can they do it, guys? Can they put it back in?
Yes.
No. No.
I don't think so either. So that's the same way when somebody does something very mean and wicked to us, and we get all mad and we say mean, wicked words to them. Guess what? We can never take those words back in. Just like they're not able to put the toothpaste back into the tubes, we can't take those words. So the next time someone says something to you mean, I want you to think first before you say, because words, once they're out of your mouth, you can't get them back in, okay? I'm going to teach you a little song. Watch your lips, what they say. And congregation, if you know this, please sing along with them. It says, watch your lips, what they say. Watch your lips, what they say. Because there's a Father up above, looking down in tender love. Watch your lips, what they say. Okay? Watch your lips, what they say. Watch your lips, what they say. For there's a Father up above, looking down in tender love. Watch your lips, what they say. Dear Jesus, we thank you for today. We thank you for your many blessings. Be with these boys and girls and even us as adults, Lord. Sometimes we get hurt and we feel to say mean, wicked things. Help us to always remember once these words get out of our mouths, we can never take them back. So help us to always stop and think before we answer. Bless the boys and girls, we pray, for Christ's sake. Amen.